Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. All professional investors and money managers start their investment strategy and management programs with an investment policy statement. Our next guest says every investor should have one. And as you can probably guess, most don't. Charles Flowers is a chartered financial analyst with Abacus Planning Group, and he's joining us now by phone from his office in Columbia. Charles, welcome to the program.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate being invited on.
So first of all, give us a general definition of an investment policy statement.
Well, we always like to think of it as almost like a blueprint. And just as you wouldn't build a house without a clear set of instructions, we would never want you to build a portfolio without a clear set of instructions that's going to lay out all the activities and all the important factors of managing and investing a portfolio.
All right, well, let's walk through then. How do you create one of these?
Well, the first step is you need to lay out your goals. So it's kind of hard to know what you want to build without knowing what you want to build. So, what's the vision? What are you trying to achieve? You know, that's probably the most important step. Then go to what you need to achieve your goals. And this can vary. You may be a 401k participant that's just starting out, and what you need to do is, you know, try to save up to 15% of your salary. Now, you may say, what I need to do is start at 5% and increase that by 1% each year, but you're going to lay that out. You know, my goal is to have a successful retirement. I need to start saving, and kind of here's my saving goal. Or you may be a recent retiree that needs $3,000 or $4,000 a month out of your portfolio for your living needs. So, you know, what needs to happen to be able to achieve those goals? That's going to be the next step. And you'll spend a lot of time on these first two steps because they're extremely important, and you're always going to kind of go back to them.
Now, I'm going to assume that risk is going to come into the equation, right? Because everybody has sort of a different tolerance for risk, right?
You're exactly right. And so after you know your goals and you know kind of what you need to do, then comes in the part about risk. And this comes into the portfolio allocation. And with an investment policy statement, you're going to think of two forms of risk. The first one is going to be your risk capacity. And we like to say, how much risk can you afford to take? And this is going to be based on your goals and really what you are able to do. So sometimes you could have a lot of risk capacity, which means you can take more risk. Sometimes you may not have as much risk capacity, so you can't take as much risk. That's going to impact your allocation along with your tolerance. And we always say tolerance is just how much bad news can you take before you do something. And when you put together risk tolerance and risk capacity, you're going to have a portfolio that you're going to be able to stick with. So a lot of times we focus just on tolerance, which is important, but we also need to add in capacity so that you can have the right portfolio for you, because at some point in time, the market's going to go against you and the portfolio numbers are not going to look good. And so you need to make sure my plan is solid and it feels good.
Okay, and so we've got the goals, we've got the risk defined, and then we've got to construct this portfolio, right?
We do. And that's where you're really going to spend some time on thinking of what is your investment philosophy. You may be a growth investor. You may like the growth stocks, the ones that are going to change the world. Or you may be a value investor. You like to buy things at a discount. You've got to define what is your philosophy and how does that philosophy resonate with you? Because you're going to have to be able to stick with it. There's times when every philosophy is doing well. There's times when it's not. You're also going to need to consider, what's my tax picture? And that's going to be based on accounts, income brackets, you know, other things in the portfolio. So you got to understand what your tax implications are. And from there, then you can say, how much do I need in stocks and bonds and cash and other types of investments?
We've got just about a half a minute left. So tell us what else we need to put into this investment policy statement.
Two last parts. There's the portfolio execution, and this one's extremely important. How are you going to execute this portfolio on a day-to-day basis? And why this is so important is when the market drops, you need to have that discipline. And when the market's doing well, you also need to have that discipline. So how are you going to execute the portfolio? And that's really your target allocations. And then finally, how are you going to monitor this portfolio? And that helps keep you focused. It also allows you to form the good habit because you're coming back and reviewing this. You're looking at all this each year. you're able to monitor and track your progress.
Well, Charles, great information. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Oh, I appreciate being invited on. Thank you, Mike.
Charles Flowers is a chartered financial analyst with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.